This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It is episode number 28 of the Rosie Report. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Minneapolis, where the Guardians have opened play in this key four-game series against the Minnesota Twins, and it got off to a rough start on Thursday night. A game that looked to be well in hand, a three-run lead late, which normally is money in the bank for this ball club, but it got away, and the Twins win it in walk-off fashion. 7-6, the final score on a sac fly from Harold Castro. The big blow, though, came in the eighth inning as the Twins are trailing by two, and Royce Lewis hit a two-run home run to tie the game to dead center field, and then the Twins won it in the ninth. Coming up a little bit later on in our podcast today, we'll hear from starting pitcher Logan Allen, who threw extremely well on Monday in Baltimore, and he's back at it tomorrow night here in Minneapolis. But first, a look back at last night's game. The Guardians actually had fallen behind 3-1 heading to the sixth, and then they strung together six base hits, had a five-run sixth, and it looked like they were on their way to a nice win as the Twins were banged up. But as mentioned, some struggles with the bullpen late. Trevor Stephan had a rough eighth, and then the Twins were able to get to Eli Morgan in the end and hand the Guardians a 7-6 defeat after the game. Terry Francona talked about it, starting with his starting pitcher, Tanner Bibee.
I thought probably by his own admission, his fastball command wasn't what it's been, which made him really work. You know, anytime you're closing in on 100 after five. Saying that, I mean, you know, they don't hit him around the ballpark. He just didn't command his fastball as good as he can or will.
So make you guys' approach against Lopez, I think he had 10 in a row that he'd gotten out, and then you guys...
Yeah, you know, it looked like he got to a point in the game and almost the same as Bibee, and we certainly had much more success because he's got good stuff. He's got a good arm, he's got a good breaking ball. You know, we put six up.
Steph, I know your bullpen's been used a lot recently, but just what'd you think of Steph tonight?
Yeah, you know, hung a breaking ball to Solano, then got a fastball to Lewis out over the plate that, you know, didn't locate very well. You know, and he deflected the first grounder. That's probably to start the inning like that is really harmful.
That's Terry Francona. And also after the game, Tanner Bibee talked about his performance. Three runs allowed in five innings. And when he left the ballgame, the team was trailing. But he had to work hard on a warm night. And he talked about how it went over those five innings.
Early in the game, I mean, fastball command wasn't great, but I think everything else was pretty solid. I think they just made an adjustment late, then they did a good job of that.
You feel the adjustment was kind of sitting on the changeup a little bit, second, third time through?
Yeah.
When you see that, what's the first, when do you kind of feel that or pick up on that?
When I see some of their swings, it's definitely something that, I mean, I should be able to adjust to if I know it's happening. But, I mean, the fastball command just wasn't there today, which, I mean, some days it's not. But I guess got to battle through it sometimes.
Did he bat guard? Did you call timeout with Lewis, the bat against Lewis? What was going on there?
Well.
Struck him out.
I mean, I struck him out.
Yeah.
And he just gave a regular strike call. And in my head, I was like, that's really weird. I thought that was three. And then just kind of sat there and I was thought about it and I was like, it's definitely three. So then no one started moving. So I was just like, wait a minute. That's three strikes. It's going to happen.
So what did the umpire say anything to you?
The home plate umpire, no, not really. He just asked me like, oh, what's going on? And I was like, that was three strikes. Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No. No, that's why I was so confused.
Was it weird that it was against Royce, somebody you've played against since high school?
Yeah, I mean, Royce is a great dude. Good game today. But yeah, it was cool seeing him back from his injury because he's had some bad injury history. So it was good seeing him out there.
For you, seeing the offense score the way they did, just how nice is it to see them, not just today, but over the last few years, kind of start getting going?
I mean, it's super encouraging. I mean, just to see the bats heating up, it kind of alleviates the load off the pitcher's shoulders a little bit. I think once they start hitting, and they are starting to hit, I mean, it's going to be, everything is going to click.
That's Tanner Bibee after last night's 7-6 Twins win here in Minneapolis. He's one of two rookies in the rotation who have performed extremely well. Logan Allen, the other, coming off a win. His last time out was 7 scoreless against Baltimore on Monday night. We caught up with him earlier this week, and we talked to him about the keys to success so far in this, his rookie major league season.
I think such a big part of it is just leaning on all the support staff that we have. You know, the catchers who know these hitters so very well. Obviously, Carl knows these guys very well as well. So just trusting the game plans that we have going into every game and, you know, trying to keep it simple, just focus on hitting the glove. And, you know, they kind of take the thinking out of it for me a little bit, which is very nice.
Is there a balance between what you do well and then pitching to a scouting report?
Yeah, I think it's just the scouting report can kind of tell you where you can finish an at-bat, like certain holes where, you know, you can get a swing and miss. So kind of just knowing that you can use that at the end of the at-bat, and then you're still going to pitch the same way, still going to throw fastballs just to, you know, to get ahead, all that kind of stuff. But I think more so it just kind of tells you where you can get some outs at.
When you look at some of the places you've had an opportunity to pitch here early in your career, Fenway Park, this place, Baltimore's Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a beauty. Do you notice that? And is that something that impacts you as you go out there?
Yeah, no doubt. I would say before all of my starts, especially on the away games, I try to come out here and just get a feel for these stadiums, especially one that I haven't been to before. You know, I texted one of my buddies that is in the AAA with the Orioles and was telling him how they got a great fan base. Like, it was so loud here yesterday. That was really cool. But, yeah, just playing at some of these historical parks, like going to Fenway and pitching there was awesome. And I'm just excited to keep on making this tour.
Stay tuned. We'll have more with Logan Allen after this short break. Welcome back to Guardians Warm-Up. Logan Allen joining us as the Guardians get ready to take on the Orioles once again. Logan, you look at strikeouts, and I think for you it seems like the way you set up hitters is the biggest key. And when you're on a good strikeout roll like you were on Monday, what's coming together for you that allows for that?
I think it's just being able to land all the off-speed, execute fastballs to all four, you know, up, down, in, and out. But I think being able to land the off-speed, getting ahead, getting to 0-1, not having to throw the fastball and kind of keeping that in the back pocket that you can use maybe later in the at-bats. But I'd say definitely landing those and just getting ahead of hitters. Anytime you can get to 0-1, that's the key.
And pace of game, you work as quickly as anybody. When did that become a part of what you do?
Man, for a long time. It's something that I've always heard, you know, from guys playing behind me or guys that I've played with, talking about how the pace just keeps everybody in the game and keeps everybody engaged. And I think that that's such a big part of the game is, you know, keeping guys ready for when the plays do come to them. So it keeps me on a roll as well when I'm throwing good. It seems to make the hitters a little bit uncomfortable. So, you know, it seems like it's working out.
Is it something that you had to teach yourself to do, or did it just come naturally?
No, I've kind of always been that way where, you know, I finish a pitch and it's right back to the rubber. You know, I guess I've always kind of been that way.
So I would imagine your catcher has to be on that same page too. And I know Cam Gallagher on Monday seemed to have a real good working relationship with you. How much of an impact do they have on keeping you at that pace?
Oh, man, they're awesome. He's really good about getting the ball right back to me, calling a sign, getting ready. I really can't give enough credit to him for the way that he called the game. Throwing out Mullins there in the first inning was huge, but you know, he's put good at-bats together for us yesterday, and he's a heck of a player. We got two really good catchers, and you know, they, like I said, especially for a young staff, they take a lot of the pressure off us, so we're really appreciative.
And circling back to something you said at the beginning about the amount of people here who help you, it's a varied pitching staff. How important is it to have some veterans around, like a Shane Bieber, like a Cal Quantrill, and how in any way can they help you?
Well, I think, you know, obviously talking to them, getting to pick their brain, seeing the way that they look at games and how they like to attack lineups is definitely big. But just being able to watch them, you know, firsthand sitting right here in the dugout, seeing the way that they, you know, formulate a plan and how they're talking in between the innings, all that kind of stuff, it's the reason why, you know, Shane's won a Cy Young and Cal's going to be pitching for as long as he will. But, you know, it's nice having those veteran guys, especially, like I said, having three, you know, rookie guys in the rotation right now. I think we look to them for a lot of our, you know, advice and all that kind of stuff. And I think they've been huge for us of just, you know, giving us peace of mind whenever we're looking for it.
and that flip side to it, and he may have alluded to it, but at times three rookies in the rotation. Tanner Bobby's been here just about the same amount of time as you have been. Has that been helpful with someone who's going through some of the same things that you are?
Yeah, I think so. I think he and I are, like you said, we're just going through it together. We're definitely enjoying it all, but we're just taking it all in stride, trying to learn on the job as quickly as possible. And I like to think we're doing a pretty good job, but, you know, like I said, a lot of credit has to go to everybody who's been making this job a lot easier for us. So got a good staff here for sure.
Logan, thanks a lot for the visit. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Logan Allen, who's off to a real nice start. He and Tanner Bibee have been just terrific in that starting rotation. Well, that's going to do it for episode number 28 of the Rosy Report, Guardians Weekly. We'll get you through the weekend. We'll be back on Monday to recap the weekend here in Minneapolis. So, as always, this is Jim Rosenhaus thanking you for downloading and listening to the Rosy Report.